Amar Ula, the third to last line on Peites on Beis. Amar Ula v'tamer Rabbi Ishiya. Ula said, and others said that it was Rabbi Ishiya who said, "Efsha yadin chavrin bavloi." Maybe our friends, the Talmidei Chacham of Bavel could know and it could explain. Time of the high, most of the shot in this brisa that we quoted yesterday, that we finished with yesterday, that it says a person was makdish an animal for his carbon pasach, or makdish an animal for his carbon chagiga, and then he sells off shares of it to other people to join his chabura. Now that the carbon pasach itself, the chayru, was already kaddish, and the money that people designated to be able to join a chabura of carbon pasach is also already kaddish. And nonetheless, the Braisa says that now that they give him the money becomes chulin, and he could do whatever he wants with it. He could spend it. So, asks Ula or Rabbi Ishiya, "Efshe yadin chavrin bavloi." Do our friends in Bavel know time of the high milsa? The reason for this Braisa, zehifresh tefillah lepisrei, when Reuven was makdish a sheep for his carbon pasach, so the sheep is already kaddish. And Shimon was makdish money to be able to purchase a carbon pasach, so now the money gets kedusha. So heichal hektish al hektish. How does one hektish take effect on top of another hektish to remove the hektish from the first thing? Normally, when you're paid to things, so you take two items, take an item of hektish, take a second item that is chulin, and you redeem it, which basically takes the kedusha from the hektish item and transfers it to the chulin item, and therefore now the hektish item is yaitz of the chulin, now it becomes chulin. But over here, if both are hektish, so how are you transferring the kedusha from the money onto the animal, that now the money should become chulin? How could the hektish be chal on something that's already hektish? The ketani money should be other chulin, that the brisa should be able to say that the money that is in the hands of the owner who sold shares in his sheep are now chulin. Now he can do whatever he wants with it. So Amar Abaye. So Abaye answered, "Ilav duk me Reb Ishiya lahi b'meman zayin al pischai." Had it not been that Reb Ishiya explained, there's a brisa later on we're going to quote that says that needs to bring a drasha that you can't make an esnan. An esnan is the payment that a person gives to a zayna for being a zana with her. So the Torah says, "Leisavi esnan zayna mechir kela b'as Hashem." That you're not allowed to bring it as a carbon. So how do you know that if the animal was already hektish first and then he designated it, made it into an esnan, how do you know that it doesn't take effect? So the Baisa has to bring a drasha for it. So we had a kasha, Baisha had a kasha. Why do you need a drasha to say that an esnan doesn't take effect? It doesn't take effect because it's not yours. Once you makdish the animal, it's not your animal. You can't give it to the isha anyway. So Rabbi Ishiya answered that one way, and Abaye says, "Ilav de upma Rabbi Ishiya lahi." Had it not been that Rabbi Ishiya explained that brisna of zayna being chal on kachim, b'meman zayna apischai, that a person had a karm pesach and he didn't give the entire animal to the lady as a zayna, but rather he gave her a mina. I mean, he allowed her into the chabura and he gave her a share in the karm pesach instead of for money for the present of being mizana with him, for the payment of being mizana with him. So that's the case that you need the pasuk. The Rebbe, he, and he said and explained that that's going according to Rebbe that we're going to quote soon, who Rebbe says that you could sell shares in your karm pesach not only because you need to fill up enough eaters, not only because you need to purchase the things that are required, like we'll see soon in the Gemara, to be able to eat the karm pesach, like matzah and mur, but even if you need a shirt, even if you need a pair of shoes, anything you need, you're short on money, so you could sell shares in your karm pesach to be able to have money, to raise money, to be able to have money to buy these things. So basically that's telling us that the karm pesach is yours because you could sell shares in it and keep that money. So hu adin, you would have a havamin if you sold it to a zayna for her fee, so it should take effect.
But that you can use you could use public money for that.
We'll explain soon how that's going to, the mechanics in a second. This is a build-up. So had Rav Ishiya not said that case is talking about Mamana Zaina Apislav and Rebbe He, and it's going like Rebbe, so we'll get back to this in a minute, how that would work. But had he not said that, then Havam Kaminala Lahi Bikachim Kalim, I would say that price that discusses a Zaina being Khalan Kachim, an Esman Zaina being Khalan Kachim, is talking about not a Karban Pesach, that you're giving her a Mino, you're giving her a Chalik in the Karban Pesach, but rather it's talking about Karbanis that are Kachim Kalim, let's say a Shlomim. Valib the Rabbi Saglid, according to the opinion of Rabbi Saglid, the Amar Kachim Kalim Mamim Bailimu, he says in Baba Kama that Kachim Kalim are Mamim Bailim, are considered the property of their owner that they could sell it. I mean, like we learned yesterday, they can't sell it that it should, that the kapara should change, that instead of being Reuben's carbon, it should be Shimon's carbon, but it's called his money, that he could sell it, to, that someone else should be able to eat it. It's called his, as far as damages are concerned, if someone damages it, he has to pay him money. It's not considered like someone damaged Hektish. So since it's Mullen by him, I could give it to the Zayna as well as her payment. Avol bePesach, however, when it comes to a Karban Pesach, leMishar Inish, there's no kedusha that's left over. I mean, when you're makdish a Karban Pesach, you're makdish it outright, that it's 100% kaddish, and therefore our kasha is a good kasha. How could the money that's used be chal on the carbon if the carbon is 100% kaddish? And who adin, since the carbon is 100% kaddish, it doesn't belong to him. So even if he gives to a Zayna a chelik of the Karban Pesach, it shouldn't take effect because it's not his. The animal's already kaddish. Rather, how would I say pshat is why the money goes to chulin? B'may is vade mishar inish. Even though in the Karban Pesach, when a person's makdish it, he's makdish it outright. He doesn't. There's no strings attached, and therefore the kedusha already took effect on the animal. However, I would say that in the money, when people who are not makdash an animal, rather people who designate money to be able to buy a chelik in the animal, they realize that the animal that they want to buy into might already be kaddish. And therefore, when they're makdash the money originally, they're makdash it with that intention that it should, that it should remain chulin if they need to buy into an animal that's already kaddish and they won't be able to be paid to the kedusha of the money. So since they're Meshire in the money, they leave over room in the money that it shouldn't be Kaddish, so that's why the money, when it ultimately gets to the Meicher, it remains Chulin. Because initially when you're Makdish the money, you do it with that intention that you know that you might buy into a Karban Pesach that's already Kaddish, and therefore you do it al das kein, that if the carbon is already kaddish, you want the money to be chulin in order that you shouldn't have an issue of being mechal the kedusha of the money. V'ha Rebbe he, and therefore our case would be Rebbe who says you're allowed to sell it, meaning the reason why, according to Rebbe in this light, the reason why you're allowed to sell it shares of your Karban Pesach is not because the Karban Pesach itself is chulin, is because the money that's designated to buy the shares of the Karban Pesach is chulin, and therefore you're basically, what's happening is the way Rashi explains, you're just giving him a present, a chelik of the Karban Pesach, and he's giving you a present back, money, because you're not really selling it, but the money is chulin anyway, and therefore, you could use the money for whatever you want, even to buy a shirt or to buy shoes.
The money is chulin. That's not the case we were discussing. We're discussing the case where the money is hechsher.
So that's what we're being machadish now. What we were discussing was money that was designated for Pesach. So we assumed that means it's hechsher. And now we're being machadish that every person who designates money for a Karban Pesach realizes that there's a tzad that he's going to buy into a Karban that's already kaddish, and therefore originally when he's makdish it, he does it al das kein, that it's lav dafka going to be hektish now, al tzad that I need it to be hu, and it's going to remain,
it's not
hektish, it's basically like a tanai, I mean, if I need, right, if I need to buy, I want the money to remain chulin if I need to buy into a behemoth, that's already hektish.
Well, I just don't understand what this has to do with that price and
Rav Moshe. That's the, well, one second, we'll see what Rav Moshe is in a minute.
But why is, what's the whole preface? Why can't we just say a person wasn't really asking for money?
Oh, because we're going to get to it in a minute, because this is, Abai is giving basically two answers. We asked Akasha, how could Hektish Rechal and Hektish? So Abai is saying, before Rav Moshe, I would have said Pshat is because the person's Meshar and the Kedusha of the money.
Okay.
Once we get to Rav Moshe, we're going to see that a person's Meshar and the Kedusha of the Karban Pesach. So now when we get back to our Kasha, we have two terutzim basically. First of all, the money is not Kalish, and second of all, the animal is not Kalish.
I know if she explained this, that's why Esna is
because on the, but how could the Esna be chal on the carbon, like we're going to get to soon? Because the behemoth is also not kaddish.
So the answer is chal. You see that it is chal on the other.
So that's what Abai is doing. He's giving this hakdam to say that I have really two truths. Before Rabbi Shia, I would have said the animal is kaddish. You can't give it as an Esnan. If that's the case, our Brisa, what's Pshad in our Brisa? Our Brisa is because even though the animal's Kaddish, the money is not Kaddish.
And Rabbi Yosef doesn't need to say that the Kaddish, the
crown? No, so according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, it's 100% Kaddish. It's just a din that is called Mama Bailim, Lagabi ownership. So therefore, Esnan is Chal on it. But it won't help to be mighty the money to chulin because it's still hektish being chal on hektish.
So when she's kiddush, is that would not work. You have to leave some of the animal as
well. Right. Okay. Right. So you might as well speak this all out in a second.
Would it check
people? You asking something?
Yes. Hear me?
Very low. Yeah. What did you say again?
When it shechted.
This happened all before it was shechted.
Right.
Okay. You're fading out again.
Okay.
Let's see. So again, Abai said, had it not been for Rav Moshe, which we'll get to in a moment, so then I would say that in the carbon, Esnan is a whole different cheshbin. Esnan is because it's going like Rav Yosi Agli, which is that all kachem kalam mam and bailim. But as far as Kedusha is concerned, Kedusha is already on the Karban Pesach, and therefore if you sell the Karban Pesach, Kedusha can't be chal on the Karban Pesach because it's already Kaddish, and if you give the lady a chelik in the Esnan of a Karban Pesach, again, it's already Kaddish, it won't be Chal. But rather, the reason why in our Brisa the money is Chulin is because the money initially was never Kaddish, because the Meikara, like we said, Ki Mafishlu, Adaita Dalka Mafishlu, you do it with that intention that it should be Chulin. Vaharabi, Mushumachim, Mashi should be other Chulin. Because in the money a person leaves over that room, that capability of remaining Chulin in case it needs to be. Vahi, the Kamukula Rabbaishi Kirebi, and that Brisa of Esnan being Chalan Kachim, which Rabbaishi wanted to say is going like Rebbe, that you could sell a Karban Pesach, Loy Mukmin and La, and not Rebbe. I wouldn't say it's going like Rebbe, because again, the reason why Rebbe was matter you to use the money to buy your clothing is only because the money wasn't Kaddish, not because the Pesach is not Kaddish. The Pesach Lemeshayin is because I would have assumed that the Karban Pesach, when a person's Makdash, he's Makdash outright, and it's 100% Kaddish. And our Brisa, maybe Abai asks, maybe our Brisa, you could say, is Rabbi Yosef. I mean, forget the whole Rebbe for a second. Maybe our Brisa is that because the same way you say Kachem Kalam, Mamam Bailim, so Pesach is Kachem Kalam. So it's Mamam Bailim, so maybe that alone means that it's Chulin, and that's why the money is that's why the money is Chal on the carbon, and therefore Yaitz of the Chulin. Because the Hatani, because we quoted yesterday that says that a person who sells his oil in the shlomim is meaningless; it doesn't take effect. That means even Rabbi Yosi Agli, who says kachem kalam mamam bailim, it's mamam bailim legabi that it's owned by you, but it still has kedusha, and therefore you can't sell it off to someone else. So hu adin, it's not going to help to make the money be Yoytzeh L'chulin. And that's why we have to say the other teretz, that the money initially was never Kaddish. However, hashta the ukma rabbeisha. This is all before rabbeisha. However, hashta the ukma rabbeisha lahiv manazanu pischoi. Now that rabbeisha said that the brisa there was talking about esnan being chal on kachim is talking about the manazanu pischoi that you're giving a zayna chelik in the korban pesach as her payment, as her fee. The Rebbe, he and is going like Rebbe. So what do we see? Shmamina, the Sirule that must be from Rebbe Oishia, he held not like my Havamina, but rather Afilu B'Pisah Meshara Inish. I mean, the same Cheshbon that we just say with the money must be Rebbe Oishia held in the Karban Pesach. I mean, the owner who is Makdish the Karban Pesach also realizes that he might have to give away shares to other people, and therefore when he was Makdish the Karban Pesach, originally he was Makdish at Al-Das Kain, that if he needs to sell away shares, that it shouldn't be Kaddish until he sells them away. So therefore, it's still chulin, and if he gives it over to Zayin, it takes effect, because nothing's stopping it from taking effect. It's not already ektish. So Shmamina, we see from Rabbi Ishiya, the Sirele, there must be that Rabbi Ishiya holds afilu b'pischa mishar inish, that even in the Karban Pesach, a person is mishar, and therefore, coming back to our kasha, how did the money go to chulin? So you have two tirutzim. First of all, I could have said that the money, he was mishar in the money, so the money initially was never kaddish, and even, forget about the money, based on what Rabbi Ishiya is telling us, Rabbi Ishiya is saying that even the animal was never kaddish from before. And therefore, if you're paid the money of hekdesh on the animal, the pigeon takes effect, and the kedusha transfers from the money to the animal, and therefore the money is yoytzeh L'chulin.
If two people want to join the Pesach,
right,
the first guy does it, the Pesach is already kaddish. The second guy comes, he comes
to transfer. So you leave over in the kedusha that you... But so normally kedusha spreads.
Right.
When you're makdish a half a thing, which is a machlokes about that. But over here, probably what he does is he does it in a way that I don't want any of the kedusha to be chal until we finish deciding who's on it, which means until basically a second before the shkita.
The first guy that does it is money's
not cool yet. Right, according to this,
yeah.
But both are true. The first guy was mishar in the money also, but theoretically, if he wasn't mishar in the money, so then the money wouldn't be chal. According to Abaye Pashas, both are true. We're not crazy from the fact there's no reason why to say that a person is not mishar in the money. It happens to be true. Both parties realize that there is that possibility. So now I'll leave it to Emes. Both are true. Ma'i
deribayshu. Then there's no kedusha ever anyway.
No. So your makdish. What do you mean? Your makdish is a second. So the kedusha will be chal a minute before a second before the shkita.
Then it's nothing to do with the money. It has nothing to do with the
karma. And
the
chani. Right. That's the chiddush of the baisa. That's the chiddush of the baisa. Is even though you designate, you would think that a stam designation means kedusha. That's good for the chiddush over here. When you say this is for a Pesach, even without, if you speak out the fairs that I don't want it to be kaddish, then there's no.
Right.
Then it's poshut. The chiddush of the whole sugya is that a stam person who's makdish, this is what we assume that's going on in his head, and min astam we say that this is what happened. Ma'i de Rabbi Ishiya? What? Where's this Rabbi Ishiya? What's this Rabbi Ishiya? Ditnan nasan lo mekudashim bes nana. If a person pays a woman a zayna with kachim as her esnan, harei elam utarim, their mutter means the esnan is not chal on them. If it's the chulin, if he gives birds of chulin, harei elu asurim, so then they do become an esnan, and therefore if later on he wants to be makdash these birds as karbanos, if they were tarim b'nei yayna, they're possible because the esnan took effect on them. Shehoya b'din, I would have thought to say a kal v'chomer, uma im mukdashim, animals that are already kaddish, which are more chomer, shamum paisel b'hem, because they have a psul moment. If there's a mum there, they're no good for a carbon. Nonetheless, ein es nanu mechir chal aleihem. If a person takes those karbanos that are already kaddish, and he makes them into an esnan, or he makes it into a mechir, means he exchanges it for a dog, those two things don't take effect, and the animal still kaddish, it's still right for a carbon, so eifes. Birds, shein amum paisel b'hem, because like we darshan, that there's only movement by behemoths, Thomas and Zachris, the behemoth ain't Thomas and Zachris by Eifos, there's no din of Thomas and Zachris of movement or being male by birds. So therefore, any din she'ena esnan mechir chal on them. So kol shekein, it shouldn't be chal on them esnan mechir. Tam alay mer lechol neder. It says lechol neder in the parasha of esnan the rab any animal that you're neder the rab says daifus to include daifus. So now that we included daifus, so now let's flip the coin and say kavachamim mukdashim matel. Let's make the kavachamim the opposite way. And say ma oifus sheina mum poisel bahem esnan mechir chal on them. So mukdashim she mum poisel bahem. Mukdashim, where the mum is, does passel them. So in adin she esnan mechir chal on them. So kosher again, the esnan or mechir should be chal on them. Tamen loymar lechol neder prat l'nader. Lechol neder means anything that you could be minader, you could donate. That excludes something that was that's mukdashim that was already donated. It was already nader. So now, coming back to Rabbi Yishai's kasha, the time of the kasha rachmana neder. The only reason why the esnan is not chala mukdashim is because the Torah wrote a miyat. Neder prat lezede shekvar neder. Halav hachi, smashva, without a drasha, hava mina, then I would have said mukdashim chal is esnan aleim. That esnan would be chal on the carbon like the hava mina of the brisa. How could that be? Once you're makdash, it's not yours anymore, it belongs to Hekdash. And if that's the case, you can't ask for something that doesn't belong to you. On that, I'm Rabbi Shia, that's where Rabbi Shia said his teretz. But Mamana Zayna Pischa is talking about a person who's Mamana Zayna on his Karban Pesach. For Rebbe, and it's like the Shita of Rebbe, that a Karban Pesach, even after you're makdash, it is yours to sell. So Huadin, it's yours to give it over to the Zayna. So that's why you would think that the Isra of Esan is chal on it, and that's why you need a drasha to say that it's not chal on it. My Rebbe, where's this Rebbe? The Tanya, Imimayin Abayis Miyos Miseh. It says, Imimayin Abayis Miyos Miseh. So the Pashup Shad is like we've discussed many times, if people want to leave the group, they could leave the group as long as the carbon wasn't shechted yet. But we also darshan from here, the Tanakhama, if Mimara Bayis means if the person doesn't have enough money to afford something, Miyos Miseh, Hechyeu Miseh, you could be Mechaya him, you can get money by selling portions, shares in the Seh, and then he'll use that money to get what he needs. So, Dr. Tanakhama, that which the Torah is Megala, that he could sell Chalakim in the Seh in order to get money, that's only when he needs things for achila, but not stam to purchase. Which we'll see soon what the Gemara, what he's coming to b'mayit. Rabbi Yomer af michdei mekach, even if he needs to purchase other things, not michdei achila, nonetheless he's allowed to sell shares in the sec to have that money to purchase them. Shem ein lo, if he doesn't have other money, miman acher yimay al pesach, he joins another person into his current pesach, or v'achig gase or into his chagigas yedalit, umayish v'yadei chulin, and his money is chulin that he could use it to purchase those other items. Shaman askin nigdishu yisrael's pesachim, because when they're matash at miyikara, like we said before, they're meshire in it, and therefore they could sell it off, and that money will be chulin. Rabbi Reb Zera, so Rabbi Reb Zera explained, what's the Tanakhama who says that you could only do Mechtei Achila, and Rebbe says you could even buy Mechtei Mekach. What's the Machlekes? So Rabbi Reb Zera, Chad Amar, once said, Ve'etzim litzli yasai kuli almalai pligi, if you need wood to be able to roast the Karban Pesach, then everybody agrees, the Kivin to the Kanta the Pischahu, since it's something that is needed for the Karban Pesach itself, could go for the Pesach Dami. So that's not part of the Karban Pesach. So that's what the Tanakhama says that you could do with Mechadei Achila, means anything that you need to be able to make the Karban Pesach, to be able to eat it, so then you're allowed to sell it off, because it's obvious that you could use the money of the Karban Pesach in order to be able to make the Karban Pesach Roy Lachila. Ki pligi, where's the machloikas that the Tanakhama said is no good, and Rebbe said, Afal Bikain, you could use the money, which is what the Braisa called Kidei Mekach, but Matzah Omar, to be able to purchase the Matzah Omar. So Matzah Omar aren't the Karban Pesach alone, it doesn't make the Karban Pesach kosher, but it's things that you need for the Suda. So that, according to the Tanakhama, Rabbanan Savri, Ha'achila Achriti, it's called a different Achila, it has nothing to do with the Karban Pesach, so you have no right to sell the Karban Pesach to get money to purchase Matzah Omar. Rabbi Sava, Kim Dasher the Pesach, who since it's needed to be Mashal the Pesach, at the end of the day, the Karban Pesach is eaten now Matzah Zemorim Yechlu. It has to be eaten together with Matzah Mor. So if you go for the Pesach Dami, so even that is called like the Karban Pesach, so you're allowed to sell Chalakim in the Karban Pesach in order to be able to purchase Matzah Mor. That's the first Shita. Vachar Amr, the other one said, V'Matzah Mor Kuli Amalei Pligi, that with matzah amar, even the Tanakhama agrees that that's called mechdei achila, that you're allowed to sell shares in your current pesach to be able to purchase matzah amar. The tzniva matzah amar miyachlu. Because since the Torah says a matzah amar miyachlu, so that's a prerequisite for the current pesach. So kibun de machshir and de pesach ninu, since there are a machshir, a prerequisite for the current pesach, a pesach dummy, so it's, that's like part of the package of the current pesach. So avadi, you're allowed to sell a chelik in the current pesach to be able to have money to purchase matzah amar. Keep leaving. Where's the machlokes? Lika v'chol, lika v'talis. If he wants to sell it to buy things that have no shaykhs in the current pesach, he wants to buy himself a shirt, he wants to buy himself a talis. Rabbanan sabri miyos miseh amar achmon achil l'seh. When the Torah wrote that drasha miyos miseh, it means achil l'seh. I mean, you could use money for the benefit of the set. You could sell off shares in order to get money to be able to eat the set, even to purchase matzah mar, because that's also part of eating the set. But otherwise, you can't sell. Rabbi Savar, hachi atzmecha miseh. Miyos miseh doesn't mean you can be mechai the seh, but rather you can mechai yourself for your own personal needs. To buy a chalok, to buy a talis, even that you could sell a chelik in the seh. So according to this manamar, this second version of Rabbi, that's where Rabbi Shia held like, that obviously you're meshayer, that's what the Torah is being megal, that you could be meshayer when you're makdash, the karim pesach meikara, that you could sell it and use the money for whatever you want because the money is 100% chulin.
Isn't this, one second, this is, why do we need a drasha for this? The Messiah could do the chulin aspect of this carbon. Doesn't need a drasha.
It sounds like maybe otherwise you wouldn't be able to do it. It's possible because...
But you still have to have that intention.
Right, we're saying, Minastam, you have that intention, but the Torah keeps
like... Means that it's leaving, meaning even when you're Mechayel...
Even without the intention.
Yeah. Because isn't there a tzad that... Okay, this is Rebbe.
Right.
So, originally Rebbe was arguing with... You're still not making this
kaddish. Right. You're not making a kaddish, and because the chayr, because the Torah is saying that it's giving you that capability of not doing that.
So you can
be
without being
kaddish. Right. Yeah. Okay. Ula Abai says of Gemara, according to Abai, the Amar Ilav the Ukmer Rabbi Shalai Hibeman Zainal Pischai. Abai, who said without Rabbi Ishiya, who said that the case of Aslam being Chal and Kachim, he's talking about Man Zainal Bishai, the Rabbi, according to the Shita Rabbi, then I have a Mukmin of Lobakal and Kalam, then Haglili. So then I would have said a different teretz that is going by Kachim Kalam, according to Rabbi Ishiya, Haglili, Dom Kachim Kalam, Mom and Bailim, and therefore, since it's Mom and Bailim, so the Kasha is Ain Adam Ishiya, Dom Shin Shalai, it's not true. It is not Ain Shalai, it is Shalai. Pesach leMeshayer, but in a Karban Pesach and a Chanami, a person is not Meshayer. What do you mean, a person? Hakatani Behedyo Shaman Askein Higdishu Yisrael as Pischeim. The price says Beferish that you are Meshayer. The price says the one that we quoted before. Rebbe says Af Mikdei Mekach Di Mein Le Mimana Achar Pischeiv Achagigasoi Umoshe Biyode Chulin Shaman Askein Higdishu Yisrael as Pischeim. That when because it's with that intention that they were Makdash the Pesachim initially. According to Abai, it's not true. When you're makdash the Pesach initially, you're makdash 100%. You weren't Meshayer or anything. The only thing, according to Abai, that you were Meshayer was in the money, but not in the current Pesach. So how could the Baisa say that the initial Kedusha was Al Das Kain? And for the Gemara, Eima Shalman Askein Nigdisha Yisrael Mo'is Bishchem. Abai, according to his Havamina, would have learned up the Baisa, not that Al Manas Kain, that they were makdash their carbon Pesach, that they were Meshayer in the current Pesach, but rather, the reason why you could sell the current Pesach and use the money to buy yourself a chalak or a talis is because the Torah is telling us that Amanas came that they were makdash the money, that they were Meshayer in the money, and therefore the money is chulin because it was always chulin, and that's why you're allowed to use the money to purchase whatever you want. Okay, says the Mishnah, Zav Sherosh Rias, a Zav male who saw two Rias, so his din is that he's tamei for 7 days, he needs Shivan Akim. However, he does not have to bring a carbon. So on the seventh day, midrash, he can go to the mikvah, and he'll be Torah that night, as soon as it hits Shkia. So then, even though he didn't yet have Harav Shemesh, you could check for him on that seventh day, a Karban Pesach, and by night, when he'll be Torah, he'll be able to eat the Karban Pesach. Ra'al Shalosh, if he saw three Rias of Zav, so now, he's a Mechusar Kapara, he won't become Torah until he brings a carbon on the eighth day. So obviously on the seventh day you can't shechta for him because it's not going to help. Tonight he's not going to be able to eat the carbon regardless. But rather, Shaykhin Allah B'Shemin Shalom, you could shechta for him on the eighth day even though he didn't bring his carbonus yet. If he brought his carbonus with no chiddush, it means to say even though he didn't yet bring his carbonus, you could shechta on him now as long as he's going to bring his carbonus sometime later today before Shkia. So, but like we learned before, that in the fifth parak, that if even though it's supposed to be brought before, but the Aseya Pesach, which is Yesh Bekaris, is Deicha the Aseya Mashlama, so because he needs to eat his Karban Pesach, he's allowed to bring this Karbanus Mechusik Kapara. Right, yeah, okay, but I'm saying, hey, let's say he's bringing his Karban Pesach at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he could still bring this at 3:30. So Shaykhun Lab Shmini Shalai. Shemarish M Kinegad Yaim. So a lady who sees one Riya of Zivus, so she's Tame for, if she sees, let's say, today on Sunday, so then she's Tame tomorrow on Monday. She goes to the mikvah sometime on Monday and she's gonna be Tame Monday night. So Shaykhun Allah Bishani Shalai. So on that second day, so it's the same thing like a Zav on his seventh day. She'll be Tar tonight, so you could shecht on her now a Karban Pesach since you know she'll be Tar tonight. Rosh Hashanah Yomim, if she saw two consecutive days, let's say Sunday and Monday, so now her din is to be again Shemesh Jem Kenegad Yom, that she's Tameh on Tuesday. So Shait Din Allah B'Shlishi, so on that third day, if that third day was Erev Pesach, you could check that her because again she'll be Tar that night. V'Hazava, if she, once she sees three Riyas, three consecutive days, so now she's a Zava, she's Tameh for 7 days, and on the eighth day she needs to bring Karbanis. So Shechtin Allah B'Shmini. So now she's the same thing like a Zav who had three Riyas, that you can't Shecht on the seventh day because she's not going to be Tar that day, but on the eighth day you could Shecht for her even though she didn't yet bring her Kabbanas, because all she has to do is bring her Kabbanas and then she'll be Tar that night. Amr Abid Amrav. Shechtin V'Zarkim Al Tvu Yoyim. A person could Shecht and do Zrika, meaning do the whole avoid of a Karban Pesach for someone who's a Tfu Yom, even though he's not Tar as of yet, or someone who already got the Harav Shemesh, he already had sunset, but he didn't yet bring his Karbanis on the Tumas that need Karbanis in order to get out of the Tumah. However, but if he didn't yet go to the Mikvah, he's still Tameh currently, he's a Tameh Sheretz, so then you can't do Shechit or Zvika. Ula Amar, no. Avshayt and Mizarka not Tamei Sheretz. Even if he's Tamei Sheretz, you could do Shechit and Zriko because he could potentially go to the mikvah and become Roy tonight. So the Rav, according to Rav, Maishna Tul Yoyim, why do you hold that you could check on someone who's a Tul Yoyim even though he's technically not Tar? Because the Chaz Le'orta, because even though he's not Tar now, he'll be Roy tonight. So if that's the case, why do you say you can't shecht on a Tamei Sheretz? Tamei Sheretz Nami Chazal or Tamei Sheretz is also going to be Roy tonight. Teretz is Mechusar Tevila. Over there, he's Mechusar going to the Mikvah. So as of now, we don't see that he's going to be Tar tonight. He's only going to be Tar tonight once he goes to the Mikvah. Kozman, he didn't go to the Mikvah. He's Mechusar Tevila. So he's not considered somebody who's going to be Tar tonight, and therefore we can't shecht for him. If that's the case, Tamei Sheretz Nami Mechusar Shemesh, so Tamei Sheretz is also, he doesn't have his Tahara yet, he has to have Harav Shemesh. So Kozma is Mechusar Shemesh, how could you shecht for him? Teretz is Shem Shem Meila Arva. Over there, it's going to happen automatically. You don't have to do anything to make this onset. It's going to set automatically. So once he already went to the Mikvah and everything else is going to happen automatically, so then he's already Tara enough that you can shecht the Karban Pesach for him. Masha Enkin, go to the Mikvah, it's up to him. Maybe he'll go, maybe he won't go. So Kozman, he didn't go, you can't shecht for him. That's Rav Shita. Frakti Gemara Mechusar Kippurim Nami HaMechusar Kapara. So if that's the case, how did the Mishnah say that a Mechusar Kippurim on his eighth day you could bring Karbanos for him before he brought his Karbanos on Mechusar Kapara? Over there he's lacking a Maisa, that doesn't happen automatically. So how do you know he's going to become Tar? Why could you check for him? Teretz is Shekina B'Yadai. He already has the Karbanis, the nest. Most Mechusar Kippurim bring birds, so he already, that's why we hop onto nest. He already has the Karbanis in his hand. So he's capable to bring them. Furthermore, Tamei Sheretz Nami HaRei Mikvah LeFonav. But Tamei Sheretz also, the mikvah is right there. He can go. Teretz is, you're afraid, Doma Pasha. Yes, he could go, but since he has to go, it's Mechusar Maisa. Who says he's going to end up doing that? Maybe he's going to be Pasheah. So Yachi, if that's the case, Mechusar Kippurim Nami, so even if he has already purchased the Karbanis, who cares? Doma Pasha, who says he's going to bring them? Maybe he's going to be Pasheah. So why is that, why is Mechusar HaKrava of Mechusar Kippurim any better than the Mechusar Tefillah of a Tamash Eretz. Says the Gemara, you're going to Masrin of a Bezdin. He already gave him over to Bezdin, meaning he already gave him the Karbanos over to the Kohen to bring. Ugd Reb Shmaya, and like Reb Shmaya tells us, the Amar Chazaka in Bezdin Shekoyanim, Ma'im de Mishal, Ma'an She Yichlu, Moshe B'Shefris. The Gemara says over there in Shkolim that you could, there was a pushka that you could put money into if you're Merchus of Kippur, and then the Kohanim will take the money from the pushka by birds and be mocked of them. So the Gemara says, how could you be soimich that they brought them? How do you know that you're tar? And the Gemara says, there's a chazaka that the Kohanim will make sure to bring all the korbanos mechus kippurim that were given to them. So since we have such a chazaka by mechus kippurim, we know it's for sure going to happen. Masha enkin tefila, which is telling the person himself, there's no chazaka on the person. Therefore, he's considered mechus ma'isa. According to Rav, you can't shecht for him. So according to this, it seems like it's a gzeira. So frak the Gemara, the Rav, mi deraisa mechsichazi, mi deraisa. He's technically roy. It's rabbanon the gazi bay, and it's only gzeira mid rabbanon that we're afraid that maybe he's going to be pashay and not go to the mikvah. If that's the case, halama Rav, why did Rav say earlier in our mesachta that if kliyosol is exactly 50-50, so what should you do? Metam echem and mesheretz, you should be metam one of the mesheretz in order that roy should be tamei. Now according to Rav, someone who's tamei sheretz, Midah Rice is Roy. It's only Midah Rabbanon that he can't bring. So as far as Tumah Hujah B'tzibur, you can't count him to be considered a Tamei to make Roy Tmeim. Elo says the Gemara must be the Rab Midah Rice and Ami Leichazi. It's Taka Midah Rice that he's not Roy. How do you know that he's not Roy Midah Rice? So the Chayra, potentially he could go to the Mikra and become Tar. Taretz is Dichsiv. This is the Parsha Pesach Sheni. It says Ish Ish Ki Yeh Tamei L'Nefesh. Anybody who's Tamei L'Nefesh, he's pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Miloy Askinan, aren't we talking about Akesha Chol Shvi Shaloy Lias Be'er of Pesach? This person was Tamei Meis. How do we know that he's Tamei Meis on the second day or the third day that he's not able to become Tar? Maybe we're talking about that he's already on the seventh day, that all he has to do is get the Paraduma sprinkled on him the second time today, go to the Mikveh, and he's going to be Tar tonight. The Hayim Tamei Sheret, so he's basically the same level as a Tamei Sheret, somebody who could potentially be Tar tonight, if he does what's required. And nonetheless, Am Rachman on Nichri, the Torah says that a Tamei Meis, even on the seventh day, is pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So the Torah is saying that Kol Zman, that he's not actually Tar, even though he could potentially make himself Tar, he's pushed off. V'chi Tema, maybe you'll tell me, Mimai Dehachi, who said that that's the case? Maybe the Torah is talking about a Tamei Meis who's not capable of being Tar tonight. Teretz is Shavu'ak Rav Yitzchak Da Amar Tamei Meis Mitzah Hayu Shechal Shvi'i Shalei Lias Be'er Pesach. There is a machlokes later on. Who were those people that came to Moshe Rabbeinu to say, Lama Nigara, why should we lose out from the Pesach Rishon because we're Tamei? And the Machloek is who they were, but Rabbi Yitzchak said that we're talking about people who became Tamei for a Meis Mitzvah, and it happened to be that they were Tamei 7 days ago, and on that Erev Pesach that they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, it was the seventh day that night they would have potentially already been Tar. And nonetheless, Moshe Rabbeinu said, you're pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So we see clearly that the Torah says even some of those are Tamei Sheretz, as long as he's not Tar as of now, he can't bring the Korban Pesach. Shenema, how do you know that that was the case over there? Because it says, V'lo yachol v'asis ha-Pesach b'yoymahu. So we dash in it, on that day they couldn't have brought the Pesach. B'yoymahu, hu de'en yachol masos. That day they weren't able to bring the Korban Pesach. Ha-lamach yachol masos. It's mashma that had it been the next day, they would have already brought, because they would have already had Harav Shemesh. And Ava became the Torah v'amarachman on Nidchu, the Torah pushed him off, the Pesach Sheni. Tanan. Okay, so this is our machloikis. If Shaykh the Zarkim al-Tamei Sheretz, Rav says no, Ula says yes. So now let's go back to our Mishnah. Tanan, Zav Sherosh Deiriyas, a Zav who saw two Riyas, Shaykh al-Avishi, you can check for him on the seventh day. My Lav de Leitavol, doesn't mean anywhere on the seventh day, even before he went to the mikvah. If that's the case, you have a right that you be Zerik on a Tamei Sheretz, because a Zav on the seventh day is just like a Tamei Sheretz. He didn't yet go to the Mikveh, he's still Tamei, but he could potentially be Matar himself and go to the Mikveh and be Tar that night. So we see from our Mishnah, not like Rav Sheikh and Zerik and Tamei Sheretz, says more like the Tavol. Over there, the reason why you could check on him is because he already went to the Mikveh. But Anachanami, because Mani didn't go to the Mikveh, you can't check for him. Frankly, Gemara in the Tavol, if he already went to the Mikveh Makamash alone, he's no longer Tamei. He's only a Tvuyam, which is much lighter than Tumah. And for the Gemara, Makamash alone, the Chiddush is, the Avogad the Mechusar Harav Shemesh, you could have said that since he's still lacking Harav Shemesh, then you're right, he took off some of his Tumah, but it's still technically there he's still a Tefillah Yom until the night, so you might think that even that, the Torah excluded from bringing a Korban Pesach, Kamash Malam, the Shimshim Mela Arva, like we said before, since that's going to happen in Mela, the Torah wasn't makbid on that, and the Torah didn't exclude him from bringing a Korban Pesach. But Enachanami calls man that he didn't go to Mikvah, he taka can't bring a Korban Pesach. Now says the Gemara, Enachanami Mistabra. It's Mistabra to say that we're talking about that he already went to the Mikvah. Why? Because Midikatani Seifo, because then the Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said, Rosh Shalosh Riyos, if the Zav saw three Riyos, then Shechtin Allah B'Shemini, you could Shecht for him on his eighth day. If you're going to say that which we said, that a Zav on the seventh day, that you could Shecht for him when he saw two Riyos, is the Tavla that he already went to the Mikvah, it's Torah, so that's the Chiddush of, on the eighth day, you could bring even though he's still a Mechusa Kippurah. I would have thought to say Rosh Deirius Bishvi the Zav who saw three Rias and two Rias and were on his seventh day, who the Loi Mechusra Maisa, because over there he's not lacking anything because it's going to happen in Mimele, the sun's going to set automatically. Our Rosh Hash Rias Bishmini, and it's on his eighth day, the Mechusra Maisa, that he's lacking the Maisa of bringing the Karbanos, the Mechusra Maisa of Mechusra Kapara Loi, so maybe he's not able to bring Kamash Malon. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Avakal of the Mechusar Kapara, even though he's missing that mice, he's missing the Hakrav of those Karbanis, nonetheless, Shach to Mizark in Ilave, you could still Shach for him. Eli Yamit Rosh Deviyas Bishri, but if you're going to say, like Ula, that the case of our Mishnah, that Azav, who saw two Riyas on the seventh day, is the Loitah was before he went to the Mikvah, Rosh Deviyas Bishri Ishmini Lamali, so what's the Chiddush of Azav who saw on the three Riyas, and now he's on his eighth day? That you could shech for him on his eighth day, of course you could. Because Hashi Yishleim Rosh Dei Riyas B'Shvi, if you're going to say that when he saw two Riyas on the seventh day, Deloy Tavel, that he didn't go to the mikveh yet. The Tamim Ayahu, if Kozman didn't go to the mikveh, he has his full-fledged tumah. Nothing was weakened from his tumah whatsoever. And nonetheless, the Mishnah says, Shechtin of Zarkin and Ilavei, we could shech for him and do this rika for him. Because he could potentially be Matar himself, so Rosh Shalish B'Shmini. So a person who saw three Riyas and now he's on his eighth day, the Tavol Ebeshvi, he already went to the Mikvah on the seventh day, so he already took off the initial steps of his Tumah, and he already even had Harushemesh, the Kalisha Tumah, that if there's a very light amount of Tumah, that weak Tumah that's left, that he's just not allowed to go into the base of Mikdash or eat Karbanis until he brings the Karbanis of his Mechusar Kapara, like Kol Shekin, so Kol Shekin, that's not going to be Ma'akiv, since he could potentially be Matar himself. So like Koshkin Dishakun Zakun Ilovei Alam Shmamino, so it must be Rosh Dei Riyas Bishri, that which the Mishnah says Rosh Dei Riyas on the seventh day, Dishakhtin Ilovei, is the Tavol, is only after you went to the Mikvah. If that's the case, it's a Raya to Rav, a Kashanulo, that we have a Raya that ain't Sheikh the Zarkin Al Tamish Eretz. And for the Umar, no, Uluk will tell you, Lo Ilamei Malach, I can tell you the Pshat in the Mishnah is the Loi Tavol, that he didn't yet go to the Mikvah. Are you going to ask me, Madach Zav b'shvi shalai, who didn't go to the mikveh and he has a full fledged tumah and afu became shaykhim mizarkin alai, because he could potentially be mitar himself. So koshkin b'shmini, that he could potentially be mitar himself and he doesn't even have the full fledged tumah. Teretzi is itzrich. Salgadai dechamini b'shvi hu libi yodai lezakin. Maybe dafka on the seventh day, because that which he's missing, that which he could potentially be mitar himself, is up to him. It's up to him to decide if he wants to go to the mikveh or not. Al b'shmini, but on the eighth day, de'im bi yodai lehakriv, it's not up to him to bring the karbanis, because he needs the kain to do it. Maybe the kainim are going to be negligent and they're not going to bring it, and therefore he can't say that I have the potential to bring to eat the karbanos tonight, because it's not up to him. That we're not going to say that. Rather, we'll say like Rav Shmai, that there's a chazaka on the bezin shel kainim that they'll bring all the karbanos. Okay, stop here.